Daf, Ayin Heim and Aleph. Let us just say over again the Lashon of the Gemara of Omer of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Bnei Chabure Hamakpidim Zel Zev, Eivir Mishomido, Mishomishko, Mishominyin, Mishomloven, Oporin, Beyontev, Uchedivrei Hillel, Af Mishom Ribis. According to Hillel, if the Malve Akika for Akika, the Eivir and Ribis. Let us say Taisvis, Uchedivrei Hillel, Af Mishom Ribis. So it is very interesting. It says here in the Baraisa, we are speaking about Bnei Chabure Hamakpidim Zelze. And it would seem Dafke, if they're Makpidim, then the Oiva Mishum Ribis. Vedafke B'Makpidim Oser Hillel, only if people are Makpid. That means people are Makpid, that means that Abulkala was lent Sunday, it was worth a quarter, and you pay it back Friday, and it's worth 30 cents. So the price went up. So the people who are not makbid, it seems there's no problem that they're paying back a bulkula that's worth 5 cents more. By those who are makbid, there's a problem of ribis. So Taisva says, V'davke b'makpidim osa hilu, kidamrinen, because the Gemara says, b'nei chabura hamakpidim, b'nei chabura that are makbid, they're oiva and ribis according to hilu. Avo she'ein makpidim, for people who are not makpid, shori. This is permissible. Af al gav debemasnisin airi bistam b'nei odom. The Mishnah said, v'chein hoye hilul oima leisalve ishe kike lechavoto ad shetase odomim. We have to, before you lend the bulkala, you have to be shum the bulkala how much it's worth, and that's how much you pay back. So the Mishnah, the Zastam Mishnah, so Taisvah answers, Stam b'nei Odom, hey makpidim, Stam b'nei Odom are also makpid. So therefore, since they're makpid, so that means when he pays back the bulkal on Friday and it costs 30 cents, he feels bad. Remember, I got a bulkal that's worth 25 cents and I'm paying back a bulkal that's worth 30 cents. They're not moichel. Ela mishum schar halva. So why do they do it? Listen, I mean, that's the price a loiva has to pay. I borrow, so you have to pay him back. So therefore, Hillel said, this is also, that means this is the maise, people who pay back, they feel the crunch, they feel that they're overpaying. And the only reason they do it because they have to pay for the halva. Verabonon shori afilu b'makpidim. So now we have to understand. So what is the svara of the rabbonon? The mochli al dover mu'it. So the rabbonon hold, even though people are makpid, the mochli al dover mu'it, since l'maisa v'nishvi, the whole asik is only a bukala cost 5 cents more, v'naisnin shaloi b'toiras ribis. That means that is the machloikis. That means why are they giving the bukala? Are they giving it with a... Are they giving it because this is the price you have to pay for avol? This is the agel nota. I borrowed it. That's what I have to pay. That's what Hillel held. And the Rabbanan held that it's a davar mu'it, since the whole thing is a davar mu'it, v'naisnim shalai b'tayres ribis. And they're not giving it b'tayres ribis, they're meichel it, not because of the halva. So it was a very interesting machlekes between Hillel and the Chachamim, how to understand the Das B'nai Odom, who are makpid, but when they give it, are they meichel, or are they giving it as, since it is a davar mu'it, so, I mean, we have to understand there's two factors involved. Number one, this is Be'etzem, there's a rivosh, the rivosh says, Be'etzem mitzad hilchus halvo, halvo is machayiv, that whatever you borrowed, you should pay back. So therefore, the rivosh says, al hilchus halvo so beso, that mitzad hilchus halvo, you borrowed us, so you should pay back us so. But mitzat hilchus, that's in chayshem mishpat. Mitzat hilchus ribis, the Torah asked if you're paying back in value more than you received. So the yiradeya comes in. So the yiradeya is right over the hil. That means in hilchus alvo, be'etzem we should look at the dovo that was lent. The davar that was lent was a saw, so you pay back a saw. But since the second saw, the saw that's being paid back, is worth more, so mitzat hilchus ribis, this is also. So now, it could be that people, that's the machloikis between Hillel and the Chachamim. We're not speaking about a large amount, we're speaking about a davar mu'it. Now, how do people understand the tashlumim of a davar mu'it? So Hillel said, since stam b'nei adam amakpidim, so memela they feel they're paying more, and this is done because I lent the money. I borrowed money from him, so memela, this is the price I have to pay for the halvo, and they look at it as a ribis, and they're paying it out ribis. And the Chachamim hold that since it is a davar mu'it, so and since perhaps mitzad dinei halvo I owe back a bulkele, so they don't give it b'teiras ribis. They don't give it b'teiras ribis. They're meichel on the Yisroin Hashavya, since this is a davar mu'it. Or Taisa says another tzad. Vafilu loy machli, but now Taisus wants to say, because this is very schwer, people are makbid, but they're meichel, they're not giving it b'teiras ribis, it's a machlekes, and it comes out, the machlekes, Hillel and the Chachamim, what das b'nei Adam is. I mean, it's a very interesting machlekes. How do we understand that the actions of a person? Is he giving it b'shem ribis? Is he giving, is he meichel? He's not giving a l'shem ribis. And he's makbid. So it's a very edel machlokes. Rafilu le machli, now Tosfos wants to say it could be. No, everyone agrees they're not meichel. Ikulamayim, the time of the Rabbonon, d'sharu l'fi shalo yichmiru b'yisr so b'sor kol kach lesa afalukit. The Chachamim hold, since the whole thing is a kleinekait, and perhaps again we can say this lumdus me'iker adin mitzad halvo you owe back a bulkele. So, and this is a ribis terabonam, It's a ribbis tarabonon because there's no ktitze who says it'll get more expensive. So here they were mekel. They were mekel sober. Mishas talvod is a shafik who says mechlap. So they were mekel. The rabbonon were matter the sister of the rabbonon. And that's a machloikis. Hillel said, we're not matter anything. And the rabbonon were matter by the rabbamui. To the bench becomes a slow. The Ein Abar comes out that the whole Easter is dafke by people who are makpidim, because we see the chaburish and makpidim zel zed, they're oivar and ribbis according to them. Ein lahakshis, kimin distabnei other makpidim, amai nokat shmur b'nei chabure ha-makpidim. If you say that everyone is makpid, Shmuel said his din b'nei chabura makpidim loinokat b'stam b'nei yodo. So speak about it, talk about yodo chabura. Everyone you say is makpid. The nokat b'nei chabura sheregilim lilmois zemize. They're b'nei chabura. There are b'nei chabura, that means it's mamish a socialist arrangement. That means there are chabure, every 5 minutes, one is borrowing from the other one. This, it's mamish, b'nei chabure, shergim lulvei zemize, v'ein iskorim ledagdek kosho. That means, v'oisin b'yontav kemenhogim b'chel. This means this borrowing is a daily procedure. When it comes yontav, what they do every day, they do in yontav also. V'gam ein iskorim lases domim ala kikres kol shok shalom zemizeh. Fakir, since this is a b'nei chabur, that this is how they live, so fakir, they can't feel zich v'hilo, because, every 5 minutes you're going to start figuring out how much the bukla cost, how much the sugar cost. V'fi sheregilim tomid lilvay zemizeh, v'en yecholim lizoyim. So the Mamshim says, I'm ready to keep shot in Toysvis. So, the Mishnah is telling us that we're talking about people who, that's their whole existence. Everything he borrows from him, the ketchup, and then he's lending the sugar, and that's how they're living. That's how they're living. Va'af al-pikein makpidim zelze. That's a chiddush already. Shem v'shemay. That means, so this already is unusual. Stamazay, a person, if he borrows one from the other once every 2 weeks, no memela, they're makpid. But here, their whole existence is with alvor, and they're still makpid. Oh, this is already a very interesting chabur. That's why he had mentioned that they were makpidim, because some people, if they be a chabur, they would change. Yeah. Wenn ihr gel mir soll auf a pin auf a pin sche pirational el da fill be yad also yeah ba ba auf a pin sche pirational el da fill be yad also lishko bos benay khabur ma makpid and before we said that if they're makpid they're not allowed to weigh things up a little with their hand and now we're saying that everyone is stam anoshim makpidim. Meseches Beye Shori Letabach She'enei Umim. The Gemara says in Meseches Beye, you go over to a tabach, a butcher that's not an umin, and you'll tell him, I want a pound of meat, and he gives you a pound of meat in Yontef, and it's muta, and you shekel it biyat. So now Taisi is a problem. If everyone stambnei odom amakpidim, so what happened with this tabach? Why is this tabach all of a sudden? How did he become a Chofetz Chaim all of a sudden? He's not makpid. What's that? So Tosfos says, they have a kistam b'nei odom achshuvin kemakpidim, then tabach makpid eitzel harogel ikach mimena. And this is business. This is a customer. He's coming to ask you for a piece of meat on Yom Tov. You have to be nice to him, and thus, you know, give him a little bit more. Sicher, it's an empty bakashtikar, it might be giving him more than a pound of meat, but that's the price you pay to have a good customer.
He's going to come to. He asked you, Yontov, he needed a pound of meat. He didn't make an asik about it. Maybe he gave a little bit more. You got a customer already. So that's business. So business, so that's why the tabuch is even though everyone is machbid, the topic is not machbid by a customer. The ein leforish. Now, then Tosfos wants to say, so they said, I'm going to get off that. Stam b'nei Adam ha-makpidim. Ve'en leforish the stam b'nei Adam ke'en makpidim domi. U'masnisim da'osa hilu nuki davke b'makpidim. And then it'll be very good. So then, if we'll say stam b'nei Adam ha-makpidim, the Mishnah is speaking about k'rad b'nei Adam ha-makpidim, and that's why when Shmuel spoke about the Chabur, he had to mention makpidim, and that's why a tabach normally is not a makpid. And a lot of things would be good, but Taisa says, but it's wrong. Damrina v'peg shoyol b'chenisha she'elos mechavata kikris. A woman in Shabbos is allowed to borrow kikris. Don't say a loshen halva, say a loshen shaila. Halveini is more mekach memkedik. Right? So you say, pachine b'gmore b'shabbos. B'shabbos, who da also to say halveini? Habachil shapir domi, lehme mas nisen da loike hilo. Or my kusha, he bistamben ayodam, they kovdi, hilulay osal adavke makpidim. So we see from that gemara that according to Hillel, stamben ayodam are makpid. Now we're going to have mechudish tikezachim, zuk to gemara vaita. Va'oma, Rav Yehuda, Oma, Shmuel, tamidei chachomim mutorim lilvois zeh mizeh beribis. A Talmud Chochem is allowed to lend one from the other beribis. My time, meidi yodi beribis asure. They know that ribis is awesome. Matono de yovi adodi. And they give a maton. So let us see Tosfos. Zuktais was azoi, matone ba'alme kayovi adodi. Nire. So now Taisa says a few clauses in this Gemara. Nire davke dovo muet. She yeideya beliboy shunoisin loy belav ochi. That means we're talking about a Talmud Chochem, who's liboy bershusoi, he knows, he wants to give him more, he would give him some of them more, because Amazon, he would give him a matana without the halva is not the reason why he's giving him. The reason why he's giving wants to give him a matana. But now with the halva, he has an opportune time. He's going to give him a little bit more. But he's not giving for the halva. He's giving bishas when he pays up the halva, he's going to give him a matana. But he's giving l'shei matana. So you know some belavochi. Vafilumatona meta stafke betalmetrochim. So the Balatruma says the Balatruma brings down the Shita Satoisvis, the Bamuit, the Balav Hochi or Yanoisme Kach Zeloza. Without a halbo. Aval pi shalayal v'loy, for he won't lend him anything. Klum. Aval inish achini loy daiki kulahai, v'nois nebeteiris ribis. Another person, that means if you know the chaymer of ribis, and you know that you're giving him because you give him stamazoy, so you're mutter. But a person who's not a Talmud Chochem, he gives a take, but he's not medayik. The whole issue is not so chomer, and it is. You're allowed to do it, so he'll give it b'teiris ribis. So therefore, they only trusted only a Talmud Chochem. Omer leShmuel lavue ba'ihi that Shmuel told lavue ba'ihi alveini mei apalpulim, and he was kaitzit. Lend me meya palpulin, b'meya v'esrin palpulin. I'm gonna give you 120 palpulin for it, and this is permissible. This is also, these were two Talmidei Chachamim. The reason he's giving him the extra 20 palpalim is not because of the halva. It's because he'd like to give him a maton, and now is an opportune time to give him. He's giving him back palpalim, so we'll give him back another 20 palpalim, which seems is a dava muad, and fine. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "V'orich k'shapel dami matona ba'almahu v'loy ribis." It is not connected to the halva. The halva is not the sibe for this esof. Orich toy. The name of the sefer Ezra ve'elves malkalei orich lama lamechse perush negnus hamelach leyofel anoliris. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, muter loy la'odom la'halvois bonov u'b'nei boisei beribis. A person is allowed to lend his children beribis, kidei la'atimom tam ribis. So now, let me just tell you the Teres Chaim. So the Teres Chaim says, b'smuchim al shulchan. We're speaking about children. They don't have their own money. Whatever they have is from the father. It's the father's money. And he is lending them with ribis. That means you want this now. Next week you have to give me double the amount, whatever it is. And he's doing this to be mechanach them. What's the chinach? Latimom tam ribis. Amar de Karashi, sheyedu. That they should realize kama mitztayer u'meitzer hanoisnei. They should feel it. That means they're going to get that the ribis looks very. It looks like it's agonish. They should know how much tzar it involves. The yovinu kama onshei gadol. That means you won't understand it. If you start being, understanding the pain of the laivos paying the ribbis, which it looks so parvedic, then you understand the chaymad one. So he held its mutter. V'lamilsehi mishum da'osi le'misrach. They might boomerang this lesson. They'll see, oh, the father's getting money. You earned so much, you got some more. Oh, it's a business. It's an asik. L'hargil. Sheyachmad libam haschar. That means they might learn a different limud from the halva beribis b'meila. But there is not even how to be mechanicha. Zok the Mishnah baita. Ima adam lachaveroi nechoish imi anachish imcha. Reuven tells Shimon, I have a field. We have to take out the bad weeds. Do my field today, and instead of paying you, I'm gonna do your field. I'll take out the bad weeds from your field. Ader imi ve'ader imach. You'll be chayrish chayfer for me. I'll be chayfer for you. And that means, and we're not afraid that it could be the little bit more work that the first beneficiary is doing for the second one. That means he's the loiver. Not to do it. But for the yom alay nechayshimi ve'adarimach, adarimi ve'nachashimach. But to do a different malacha, then already, it's scary already. Could be the second malacha that he's doing is more than he received. So it could be then it's falling into the abyss. Nechayshimi hayem ve'nachashimach lamach. Nechayshimi. Means to take out the bad weeds. Adair chafir to dig. Avaloim alay nechayshim yayim vedayimach bizman. Pa'omim shezukoshim izuvi yeshkanaganot alay. Bizchar shemam tilay eschar polos. He's not paying him right away. Adair shizman. A makabal of moloch shikoshim izuv. So the minute we are not doing the same pula that I received, but I'm doing something else, so it could be, will fall into ribbis. Kol yemei gorid echot, Now the Gemara says, if this, now we said that Chayshim is Mutter, Chafer Adarim is Mutter, the whole summer is Mutter. That means we don't claim maybe one day was a more difficult day. If it's in the summer months, Reuven did for Shimon in the summer months, Shimon can do for Reuven in the summer months. Kol Yimei Revi'a Achas, or if it was in the winter months, the rainy season, so but also you can do the same halacha. So Rashi says, Kol Yimei Gored Echad Heim V'lei Digdeku B'dava Lachush Shem Yemechad Ye'orch Mechaveiro Ye'kosh Mechaveiro. You don't, this already, it's, if it's in the same season, so you can assume that more or less the he's getting back an equivalent payment for what he did for him. Shall go it in the summer, a different day. Go it, Loshin Yoivish, Sharet Yevesha, the Ein Gishamim Yerde. Bechol Yimei Revi'a, Shuvim Kechot, Abobayim Alei Charoish Imi Begoret, Yechish Imach Berevi'a, Shiyimei Revi'a Koshin Lemeloche Besodai, so he's doing more than he received. Fine. Zuchta Gemara Baita. Rabban Gamliel said, Yesh Ribis Mukdemesh, V'yesh Ribis Mulchet. Now we speak about Ribis Tarabonon, with Ribis Mukdemes, Ribis before the Halvo, and Ribis after the Halvo. Keita. Nosan Einov Lilvay Seimenu. He wanted to borrow money from him. Umishaleach Loi. He sends him a present. Vayimer. He tells him, Rocho Bitraktana, Bishvil Shel Taveini. I'm sending you a present. What's the occasion? I will ask you next month for our boss. I want he tells Rahabit Khaktana and this is Bishvilsh Tavenizu he ribis mukdamis. Love a manu, he borrowed from him money, behexalayas moiso, paid him back. Then later Mumishalaik Laima Bishvil Maisecha show you betailis esli. Zuhi ribis mukhabis. This is ribis mukhabis. Now there's a Rabbi Kevega and the Shardeya that say Amir de Kechidish in this first halacha, Ribis Mukdemes is dafke if he doesn't say Almenas. That means he's saying it's all. He's sending him a present. He sent him a box of candy. I don't know what's the occasion. I want to borrow money from you next week. Take the box of candy. Yes, and that. Good. Take the box of candy. That's all. Finish. I got some talk. Enjoy it. Fine. But what if he sends him the box of candy and he says, Aminashet Alvaini? That means, I'm giving you the box of candy. If you lend me the money, I got an appetite. If you don't lend me the money, so then give me back the box of candy. So the whole Matone is, it only becomes his with the Halvo, through the Halvo. So that, but many times, this is a biskutsutsu. That means, with the Halvo, he's getting, besides the Halvo, he's getting a Dova Yisrael. So this, that's why this Bishvil and Almanas is Tzveibel. Rab Shimon Oima, Yesh Ribis Dvorim. This Ribis Dvorim. La'yomalai, he shouldn't tell him da kibo ish pleini b'mokim pleini. That means he's telling him a yedia. He says yenekain. He would never have told him this, but he lent him money or some mele. So he's telling him something a good plea. Da ki boish pleini mi mokem pleini, and the only reason he's telling it to him because of the halva. So even though, so this is called ribis devorim. Ve'eilo oivrim beloisase. Now, Leave these people over. Beleisasa amalve v'aloivim v'orev v'edim v'chomim maimrim afasayfer. Oivrim, and we're going to see later in the Gemara, Mishum leisitein, skaspecha leisitein, that's a lot on the malve, v'neshech, Mishum v'altikach mitoi, you shouldn't take ribis from him. Umishum leisiyo like enoishe, this is very complicated. This needs an explanation. Umishum leisiyim in all of neshech, you shouldn't be kaitzit neshech. Zogt Rashi, Aloisitem loy eskaspecha loisitem loy b'neshech. Oivrim arbartitein baloisikach kol chad v'chad mai d'shayach b'ikin ha'maforish b'gmor. Zogt Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy Eimah. Minayin lenoishe b'chapei reymono, veini rogel lahagdim loisholom. He never said good morning to him. Never passed by, never said good morning. After he lent him good morning, sha'osa lahagdim loisholom, now all of a sudden, tamaloyma neshech kol davar asher yishach afilu adibor is also. That means he got a war for him, he comes Shabbos, macha mishaberech for him, and says, never made a mishaberech for him, he's got a war for him. So that's kol davar asher yishach afilu adibor also, this is also. Omar Abaye, Vailu Oivre, Omar Abaye, Malva Oivre Bekulam, a Malva is Oivre on all these Labim. Let's see Rashi. Bechol Hani Dechoshev B'masnis. Du Noisein B'neshech B'shas Halvo. That's the first Lab. As Kaspecho Loisitein Loi B'neshech. That means you're not allowed to lend money on the condition that he should pay you, ribbits, that's so bishas alvo. Maybe this bishas alvo. Vulay keach, al tikach mimenu neshech v'tarbis, he takes the ribbits. Vulay keach bishas peroi. Let's skip this line, we'll come to back. Vuhu sham olav neshech bishas pisakatamai. And before the halvo, Lisa Simon all of Neshev, they made a condition. Listen, I'm going to lend you the money on the condition you pay me the bitch. That's Lisa Simon all of Neshev. V'noi saying michshel ifnei haloive, and he's machshel the loive laviroi aloisashech lochichoshi azor aloive. That means the loive who pays ribis to the malvas over loisashech. So by lending the loiva money beribis, you're evil if neiva, because you marshal the loiva with loisasher. Then let's go back to the Rashi. Vuhu loike noise kshetoivoi v'doichkoi. And he's over the lav of a loisi. Vuhu loike noise is like a noise kshetoivoi v'doichkoi when he's teveya him. Now, this is a difficult Rashi. It's a Gemara. We have to understand the Gemara. We have to understand the Rashi. Now, let us elaborate a little. There's a lav loisiyah loikenoishe. The lav of loisiyah loikenoishe is as follows. Reuven lent Shimon $100. And now, Reuven knows Shimon doesn't have to pay up. Reuven comes to Shimon and you have to pay up. After all, I see a like a nice. You know, he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have as much to pay. He's an only. You're not allowed to force him to pay. That's a lot. I see a like a nice. You're not allowed to. That's a lot. We'll have later in the Gemara, even you're not allowed to walk by. You're not allowed to pass by. You see him from the block ahead. go on the other street. When they walk by him, he already thinks that you're going to mourn him. That's Lysia Lykinosh. That's a lot. Fine. That's a lot. But now the Gemara said someone that lent someone the ribbis is over Lysia Lykinosh. So what shaykhis does this have, Lysia Lykinosh, to lending him the ribbis? I mean, if he's mourning from him now, what? The Gemara, Amalve, Beribis, is over all these laven, is over Lysia Lykinosh. What Shaykhis does by lending Beribis, has to Lysia Lykinosh? I mean, this has nothing to do with Ribis. If he didn't lend them Beribis, he lent them $100, and he's coming, and he's running. Where's the $100? Where's the $100? Over Lysia Lykinosh. Does it nothing to do with Ribis? And if he has to pay, if he has money to pay, he is paying his money, and where's the $100? So what does it have to do with ribbis? I mean, Lysia Lykinosh is a different lavagans. This is a problem. So I'd like to say over a Magid Mishneh, and a Merdika Avas Eison, have Avas Eison and Mishnayis, learn Pshat and Arash. He saw Merdika Zachan and Arash. The Magid Mishneh, the Rambam brings down this halacha. The Rambam says a person lends beribis ya'ayva l'si l'kenayshe. So the Magid Mishneh is a problem. What shachas does this have? Zok the Rav HaMagid. Lav ze koilu kol dovo shederech hanoyshim lasayis. There's a person who is a noisha, he's a teveya, he's not a goymul chesed, he's a teveya. A noisha does a few things. Vuhu shein malvim amoinam b'chinam. One thing, a noisha does not lend his money for free. A noisha is a person who, if he's lending money, he wants something in return. That's number one. Another characteristic of a noisha is Ulshemagiyas man peroim, roitzin boiseyim, v'noikshim b'chazoke, v'alshneim iziratoyim. So the Rav HaMagid said, Amor de Ketaych, there is such a barrier of a noisha. And a noisha does a few things. A noisha is the opposite of a goymul chesed. When he lends money only for ribbis. That's what a noisha does. So if you lend money for ribbis, you loisiyah loikenayshe. That's the law. You should not lend money for ribbis. That's the law. A noisha also is a person that when the time comes to pay up, he wants to make sure he can get the money right away. So memela, that's another characteristic of a noisha. Loisiyah loikenayshe. Fine. Now, our Rashi says, oh, we have a Merdeka Rashi over here, Vuhu loy kenoish and kishetoivoy v'doichetoy, which is very unclear. So what does this have a shaykhis with Amal v'beribis? Zikta avas eison, a Merdeka diik in Rashi. He says, let's learn this Rashi. We'll see something very, very interesting. Let's start again the beginning of Rashi. He's over all these lavim. So Rashi says, "Tu noisen es kaspach loisiten b'nesher b'shas halvo." Rashi is going to give us when is the time that he's over this lav. B'shas halvo, he's over es kaspach loisiten b'nesher. When he gets paid, he's over, when he gets paid, he's over the love of Leisikach. Let's skip this Rashi. When he made the Tanai, he's over Leisikach Olav Nesher. So it's very interesting, and these three Ravin, Rashi told us, when is he over the lav? When he makes the Tanai, he's over the Simon of Nasha. Boom, you're over the Slav right now. You lent the money for Ribbis, you're over the Rav as Kasper Lysita Lebanesha. You took the Ribbis, Bishash, you take the Ribbis, you're over the Artikah Mita Nasha. So Rashi said a time. When Rashi says, by Vuhu like Kinoisha, Shetoivoi v'doichkoi, here Rashi doesn't say, Bisho Shetoivoi v'doichkoi. Which Lechera Rashi should say that. When he's Toivei v'doichkoi, he's over. I see him like a nation, I see him like a nation. That's a kasha. So he says Rashi holds like the Rav HaMagid, that the lav is loisia loy kenoisha. Doesn't say loisia loy noisha, loisia loy kenoisha. Alakocha dinyin, moire, shal yedei sheine malva loy veloy ribis. He only wants to lend him, only with ribis. Kimi shetoivoi v'doichoi, so he's like a person who's, he's like a noisha. Kimi shetoivoi v'doichoi, kimi shekosav rabba magid, shederech hanoishim shein malvim mamoinam bechinam. So that means he is like v'uloi kinoisha. He's like a noisha. That means an noisha. And he says, "Shetayvay v'doichay" does not mean when he's toyveyim to pay. When he's toyveya ribis, when he wants ribis v'doichay, that he should only borrow with ribis. So that is the love of lesiyaloi kenoisha. So he says. So the love is you shouldn't be like a person who is a noisha. But Rashi is not saying when he's toveyim to pay. V'hu loy kinoisha, he's like a noisha. When he's toveya ribis, not toveya to pay, when he's toveya ribis, v'doichik, to pay ribis, he says something very interesting. He says, a fellow, Reuven comes over to Shimon, he says, can I borrow $100 from you? She says, I'd love to lend you, I don't have $100. Then Reuven says, I'll pay you $125. Yeah? Oh. I just reminded myself to find $100. So he says that's also called Deichkoi. That means he didn't have any money till he mentioned the $25. Then all of a sudden he had money to lend. So Al Kapana, but that's how he wants to say that is Pshat Rashi. That Rashi means that Rashi holds like the Rav HaMagid, who like it, Noishik Shetoivoi for Ribbis of the Doichkoi. And that is the love of Leisiya like Noishik. Let's just, Bavai Vekulam, Leivoi Vemishum Leisashik Lachicha, Ulachicha Leisashik. That's the labor of Nivele Sita Mikshel, Oreb Eidem, Eiv Eivrim, Elam Yishum, Vesisinum, Olav Neshech. Zok Toisvis, Oreb Eidem, Eivrim, Elam Yishum, Bar Tesimon. So Toisvis, Zimnin, the Ovri Nami, Alitme Ivele Sita Mikshel. Kegoin, Shloi Hoya, Malve, Beloi Oreb Eidem. So Memele, if he will not lend without the Or V'Nedim and the Halvor, so then they are over Lifnei Iver. Because of them, he lent the Ribbis. But that's not always. Sometimes he'll lend without them also. So that's why Or V'Nedim and Eivim Elam Yishim Bal Tassimen all the time. But Lifnei Iver, it matters. But Lifnei Psikalei, Tassimen, they're always over. Avolif neiver zimnen the loyavri, kegoin shayam avoloy belavochi, ki heichi demoishet koishal yain lenozer, לא יעבר על היכב דקוי בתחיים רינדן הארם, ולפני איבי אוני איבי פיקיין גדת, שלא ישעסם לא יהיה בו, so the Orev Eidim, it depends. If he won't lend without Orev and Eidim, then the Orev lifnei Iver. If he lend without them, so then the only Orev is a Simon and not lifnei Iver.